Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zero.
No.
Zero.
They'd already shut it down. They were already
How can I come on here and be happy?
Just a nice, fine Saturday morning. Weekend off for the Eagles, but not for football fans. And then the drama that is Philadelphia, continues. Jalen Hurts actually threw a pass at practice yesterday, and it is big news. But I'm going to try to pick up from the mess that was on about 10 minutes ago on the morning show. I'm trying to going to pick up from the audience that we lost when everybody, including myself, turned off that tune out of Big Rube. How can that be on the best of? I mean, it's a disgrace. But the good... how do I say this? The good thing about Angelo's retirement, the last we'll hear of Big Rube and many others.
Bingo.
Yeah, and him too. The last we'll hear of them. How wonderful will that be? But all right, let's get into it. This is such drama and nonsense. With the hysteria of Jalen Hurts' injury. Yeah, he was injured. Yes, he missed two games. The play calling and what they wanted to run. There's a lot of reasons they didn't run a lot of plays against the Giants last week. And look at this scenario. I'm going to give you a scenario other than the injury. Now, the injury... They just want to make sure that he heals properly. He still threw the ball. Yeah, he was sore. It's like somebody having an injury and then playing for the first time in a little while. You're going to be sore because you haven't used all those muscles and you haven't done all those things. But here's the other thing about not running a lot of plays. There was and there is the possibility that the Eagles could play the Giants again next week. And that was a distinct possibility. I understand why the Giants didn't play their players, and that moron of a former head coach and a moron of a coach, Joe Judge, whining like a little child when the Eagles didn't play all their starters at the end of the game and during the game, when the Giants, with their six wins, were, and he was whining about... They had a chance to win the division. But regardless of all that, the Giants did the right thing. They could have had a short week. They don't. They're playing on Sunday. They could play the Eagles again in 2 weeks, but that also goes for the Eagles. Why would you want to show a team that all you have to do is win? You don't have to crush them, and they could have crushed them. And they needed to score more touchdowns. But it was a game that they didn't want to show for multiple reasons. Yeah, you wanted to protect Jalen Hurts, and I get that. But also, the fact that you could play the Giants again next week, and why do you want to show them plays which now you have to, for the most part, you say if you run them against the Giants last week, then there's not as much chance you could run them against the Giants this week. So, or this next week. So why do you want to show them all the plays? I mean, that's just reality of what the situation is. I'm just throwing out reality. But all this drama, Jalen Hurts didn't throw a pass on Thursday. And then Jalen Hurts did throw a pass yesterday. My gosh. What is it coming to? And I understand. No, I don't. I do understand, but I don't understand why everybody is so worried. It's just the sky is falling. Is he hurt? Or let's put it this way. I shouldn't say, is he hurt? Is he 100%? And the answer is no. Tell me what player on the team is 100%. I don't think there's one player on the team that's 100%. I don't think there's one player on the team. But that's just, especially at this time of the year. Relax. He'll be fine next week. They'll run a lot of their plays. Will they run 100% of the, well, they can't run 100% because they couldn't run all those plays. You don't have enough offensive plays to run all those plays. I'm telling you, I'm more worried about Lane Johnson. He said yesterday he's going to play. And I felt all along he was going to play because that's just who he is. He's going to play in some pain, and there's going to be some pain. Is he going to be the same player? Again, I worry more about him than I do about Jalen Hurts. But the fact that he's going to play is great. And he's going to give it a go. You just hope he can last through the playoff run, which could be another three games. So the playoffs are always drama. Always drama. And I just don't know where people's fear is. You know, and people tie in Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to Jalen Hurts? I laugh at all this nonsense. You know, the guy, poor guy, you might think he would come out on crutches. It was so, the drama was so, and the concern was so much. That's all right. Let everybody kind of get off and whine about it and worry about it. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Now, they still have to win the game. And I still don't understand the dislike for Jonathan Gannon. The team does not give up a lot of points. People still probably want them to blitz more. Led the league in sacks. And they didn't blitz a lot. They do it when they have to. And all these people, be careful what you wish for. All these people that want Jonathan Gannon to get a head coaching job and want him to leave, I always say, be careful what you wish for. Really. There's always another coach to step in, but he's done a really good job with this team. Shane Steichen had his interview. There's people that probably want him to go, too. The offense is pretty good. And Jalen Hurts said it. He had the same coach for a couple of years, so that's always, you know, a factor. But be careful what you wish for. I don't know that I would. You think about the head coaching jobs out there, and there's one less. And I don't know that the Rams was a good head coaching job, but Sean McVay decided he's going to come back. And, you know, he had to just separate himself from it a little bit. I don't think Denver's a good job. I can't believe it. I say according to reports, and I don't know that, and I haven't spoken to Sean Payton, not that he would tell me, if he's close to taking that job in Denver. He must, if he's going to take that job, he must be getting a ton of money. A ton of money. They have little future in the next few years. They have Russell Wilson, who's, for all intents and purposes, in the bottom, done, in the bottom half of quarterbacks in the NFL. He was living on reputation, which I think was overstated. So that's not a, I don't think that's a good job. I don't think that's a good job because they've lost their draft. They don't have draft picks. They don't have a quarterback. They lost their job. I mean, a coach is not going to be successful there. So, and then there'll probably be a couple of other openings. Carolina, Houston would be good if the ownership was better. But the Eagles will lose at least one of their coordinators, at least one, and possibly both. But you got to live with that. That's part of the deal. All right, we'll talk about your fear of the playoffs. Who would you most like to play and least like to play in the playoffs? I think they'll beat any one of these teams coming up because the Giants, I think the Giants are going to win. The problem is everybody thinks, there's so many people who think the Giants are going to win against Minnesota. Minnesota's not all that their record, I mean, their record is so misleading. So misleading. But I think the Giants would be the toughest team, but they would play their third straight road game. If Dallas wins, they play their fourth straight road game. And I'm not worried about Dallas a little tiny bit. Not a little bit. The Cowboys fans, boy, I can't wait to hear from those losers today. They are losers. Speaking of losers, Arthur's out of jail. So I would expect, even though it's a time difference, and he's probably been up all night partying for his freedom, or about his freedom. Imagine that. The guy was supposed to go to jail for 6 months. He was there for a year and a half because he does so many stupid things in the joint. But I would say he's going to call today. He's a Giants fan. But I want to hear from the Cowboys fans after that disgrace of a football team last week. Disgrace. We'll also talk about the Sixers today. You know, I can't believe how fooled people are about the Sixers. Are they a good team? Yeah, they're a good team. Are they a championship team? No. No. The question the other day when I was on the midday show, do the Sixers have a legitimate chance of winning a championship? Really, do they have a legitimate? No. Do they have a chance? Yeah, everybody. They have 1/10 of 1/10 of 1/10 of 1% of winning a championship. There's too many good teams. They're not going to win a championship. They're not that kind of team. And then all of a sudden, reality set in again. Reality set in when they got blown up by 19 points by the Oklahoma Thunder at home. Which, by the way, wasn't a scheduled loss. So that excuse didn't work. They just didn't play good defense. Okay. James Harden, does he play any defense? Well, James Harden's playing better. Yeah. It's like going from 0 to 1. You know, especially after the playoffs last year. It's like going from 0 to 1. They still missed the boat. Could have been Halliburton and Maxey in the backcourt. But that fraud of a president / general manager. Oh, boy, it's so bad. It's so bad. He's so overrated. It's a con. He ran a con in Houston. He ran a con to get the job here. This team, with the structure of the roster and really nowhere to go, is really tough. Do they have some good young players? Sure they do, and that's good. They do have some good young players, but they're not good enough to win a championship because there's a lot of teams that have better young players. I mean, and Embiid wants the scoring title, so he had 18 points going into the final quarter when the Sixers were getting blown out. And he scores 12 in the final quarter, try to keep his points up. Like, what was he doing there in the final quarter? Coming off an injury, what was he doing playing the final quarter? Oh, I know. He wanted to play. That's great. Let me give you the numbers. We can talk about that. And then I'll give you the question. Today, to try to win that $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, check it all out at DeBruno.com. All the good stuff you can get to watch playoff football, you can get it at DeBruno Brothers for sure. For sure. All right, here's the question. The best moments in playoff games, doesn't have to be Philadelphia, but obviously that might have a little weight. The best moments in playoff games. And I'm going to take one out. I'm going to take the Philly special out. It's too easy. Because that was a great moment. I'm taking the Philly special out. I play in the Super Bowl. All right. Did I give you the numbers? 215-592-9494. And you can join in. Mark, you can join in. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40-ish today. Take a look at the weekend football. And the things that you look for, not just in this week, but the teams that win this week for the next week. We're going to go through all that. All right, let me take a call before I take care of some things here. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Humble Howard, how are you doing today?
Another day in paradise.
So your love for Daryl Morey keeps growing, huh?
Yeah, it's at an all-time high right now.
You know, if I had to rank the general managers in our city of the four teams, well, obviously, you know, the baseball guy or the football guy, Howie, what's his name for baseball? Who's our president and general manager?
Dave Dombrowski?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would be Howie.
I think Dombrowski's a sharp guy. I do.
Yeah.
I think he's a sharp guy.
And the third and fourth place would be our hockey and basketball because they just haven't won anything. And they haven't been anywhere.
You know what? It's a battle. It's a battle on who the worst is, Daryl Morey or Chuck Fletcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Chuck Fletcher will be gone after this year. But Chuck Fletcher is not a con man.
He's not arrogant.
So I'd have to rate Morey last among the responsibilities that he has, which are general manager. Although he's the president, not listed as a general manager. But I'd have to rate him last, for sure.
Who would you rate first?
Well, Howie's done a really good job. I mean,
yeah, so
you have to rate Howie first. I don't think there's any question. And clearly, Dombrowski would be second.
Yeah.
Now, let's remember, too, Dombrowski hadn't been here that long.
Right.
But the Phillies got a lot of breaks to get where they did.
They got a lot of breaks.
And, you know, people didn't even think they were going to make the playoffs. And if Milwaukee hadn't been so brutal in their final homestand, they wouldn't have. But give the Phillies credit. And Dombrowski's done some good things. He's done some good things this offseason. Yeah. It's always fun when you can spend money, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and also, the Phillies, they did great. I watched every one of those playoff games. But they only made the playoffs because the league expanded the amount of teams.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. But still, even with that, they still almost didn't make the playoffs.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was down to the last two or three
games.
Yeah,
but whatever the case, you still got to give Dave Dombrowski. Didn't have a lot of time to clean up the mess that was left by Matt Klentak.
Oh, that was a terrible mess. Those two knuckleheads for 5 years ruined that franchise for half a decade.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And to get rid of Dubel was a good thing, and to get rid of that.
To sign him was a bad thing. So you got to give him demerits for that.
And who was the skinny guy that came back every year but got hurt every year? And he was a fast runner. He got rid of
Quinn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he got rid of the trash. He gave the younger guys some chances, and he got rid of the shortstop.
Yeah.
All right, nothing.
So let's just get deal with the here and now. The here and now are the Eagles in the playoffs. How concerned are you?
I think they at least make it to the championship game. I think their only great challenge would be San Francisco. But San Francisco is being run by the quarterback who is the last pick in the draft.
Their defense is what puts them in position to win
games. Exactly. So if their defense has a hiccup,
that's a tough game. I think the Eagles, some people think the Eagles will be underdogs. There's no way they're going to be they'll be an underdog.
They'll be at home.
I think they'll be a slight, very slight favorite.
Two to three points at most.
No, I don't even think it'll be three. I think it'll be 1 to 2 points tops. Slight favorite.
I think an experienced quarterback, and our guy has a lot more experience than their guy.
All right, so what's your best playoff moment?
Well, I was going to say the Philly special, so you took it away.
No, you can't. That's too easy.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right, take care. I'm Howard Eskin here at the – did I mention we're at the Borgata? If I didn't, I apologize, because that's one of the best things about Saturday morning is being here, doing the show around what is sensational environment and people and restaurants and things here at the Borgata. All right, you got the numbers, got a full show. You got a chance with the best moments in playoff games to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. We'll get back to the calls. But first, the time now is 8:21. And you want a snack? Whenever you wake up in the morning, you always think about food. Think about snacks. You think about good things. Well, you should be thinking about Tasty Cake. Because if you're not, and we've heard this now for years, you're miscaking. And you've heard that, and you know that, right? So you can think of anything else as a snack that you'd want. And there's a lot of things you can think about. But there's nothing that's better than a Tasty Cake. Nothing. Because then, as you know, it's a Miss Cake. You have such great assortment of products, like a butterscotch crimpet. That's a staple that I grew up with. There's so many things that are good, but I don't know that how you can beat a butterscotch crimpet or a chocolate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WIP. On a fine Saturday morning, let's go to Jason. What's happening, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, King?
You tell me.
I'm doing all right. I wanted to talk to you about the Eagles.
You did, huh? I'm shocked.
Yeah. I think that Jalen's going to be okay. You know, Lane Johnson's coming back, you know, and everything's going to be good. What do you think? Obviously, he's still hurt.
Yeah, but he's going to be okay. People have to just relax. Yeah, so is everybody else banged up. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. And
I know people want to worry. That's just what we do here in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area.
Also, my biggest playoff moment, probably I'm going to say when Brandon Graham hit Brady.
Yeah, well, the sack fumble in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. Big play. All right. You're in there, Jason.
And all.
Well, also next time. Keith, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's that hip? You all back to normal now?
Oh yeah, I'm in good shape. A lot of rehab, but. You know, and now I'm back to walking a lot, as I've always done.
Nice. Hey, real quick on that, John Tortorella, I got to give him props for the whole iPad thing. I don't know if you heard that he about the guys trying to miss the flow of the game, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that because he kind of is going old school here, and I don't know, it sounds like a good idea to me, but what's your take on it?
Well, I saw a comment or a soundbite from him where a guy asked him a question about, it sounded like he changed the guy on the power play or somebody wasn't on the power play, and he said he wasn't going to answer that question, and you know, it's just whatever, that's Tortorella, but that, but we want that, we want that energy. What else are we going to talk about?
Exactly.
So right, I'm on. Okay with that.
Right on, man. Hey, for the the double doink in Chicago.
The kick. Double doink on the field goal to win. That was the playoff game, right?
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay, all right. The double doink. that was a move. You know, of all things to remember Chris Collinsworth for, that was his phrase, the double doink. Of all things. But, all right, you're in the mix. All right, thanks, Keith. Bob.
No, senor! No, senor!
Hey, how you doing?
No, senor!
I don't know what that is.
I know what that was. It was Ricky Ricardo.
Okay.
Doink.
I was like one crazy thing. I lost it like three times and getting cut off, so I was getting paranoid. So, hey, I wanted to talk about the Niners. And I'm going to
go ahead.
But if the Niners come in here with the last pick in the draft, third string, and beat the Eagles, I know the Niners have a tremendous defense, your friend in the morning is going to go ballistic and he's going to go after Sirianni saying, how can you lose to a third string quarterback? Which there's some merit to that. The guy, do you think he's better than...
You know, you think I'm concerned about what somebody else is going to say?
No, I know, but I think the fans would go crazy. I mean, because it's one thing to get beat by even a Dak Prescott, who I dislike and think is overrated, but at least he's got some pedigree and he has experience, even though it's a choke. But to get beat by Brock Purdy, oh, my God.
Yeah, but as you're not getting – hold, time out. Back up here for a second. You're not getting beat by Brock Purdy.
I know.
You're getting beat by the 49ers defense.
You're right, but that's not going to be seen here.
Well, I don't care what's going to be seen here. I know what reality is. Their defense, they have one of the best, you know, all these things, all these information we can get.
Yeah.
Field position for the offense is one of the best in the NFL for San Francisco because of that defense.
You're right. Oh, and can I make another comment about our favorite quarterback, who we all think is fantastic, and especially that dope, Captain Dope, that calls in, Dak Prescott. I told this, and you agree with me, and some of the people on your station, I don't get it, Howard. The propaganda has infected some really smart people who I respect. He's overrated. He's
Who's
maybe
this?
Middle of the pack. Dak Dope or whatever.
Well, but
why are they fooled?
It's not here. It's ESPN for all, for all those weeks.
There's one person on your station, and I respect the heck out of her, and I think she's knowledgeable. And she said that he was good. And I'm like, you got to be kidding, to myself.
Dak is ass.
She's smarter than that. I mean, come on.
No, he's not a winner. Because they'll never get to a championship with Dak Prescott.
And I'll make one more comment.
Sure.
Micah Parsons is not the best defensive player in football. I'll name the guy.
Bosa.
Will Anderson, University of Alabama. Best player in football, and he's not even in the league yet.
Well, then he can't be the best player in the league.
Well, I'm just saying in football. I said football. All football.
Well,
you've seen him play.
If he's not in the league yet, how can he be the best player in the league?
He's better than Micah Parsons right now.
Yeah, but he's playing in college football.
I know.
Okay, so you can't remember. They five of those teams they play are garbage.
Yeah. I know one thing. I wish the Eagles could get this guy, but it ain't going to happen.
Well, you'd like to get any good player. You would always like to get good players.
But, man, imagine him on that defense. Oof.
Well, I'm imagining a lot of players on defense. Micah Parsons is not... He's kind of faded a little bit the second half of the season.
Yeah, and wait till he gets that big contract. He's gonna go down the tube.
I don't know when he's gonna get it. Let the Cowboys pay for everything.
Oh yeah, I hope he pays. I hope they pay him $80 million and blow their cap out.
Yeah,
but
here's something. Let me get your.
Sure,
Go ahead. Your moment.
My moment is 1987, Edmonton Oilers, J.J. Daniels, third period, winning goal. I never heard the Spectrum, and I was there. I never heard the Spectrum so loud in my life.
I kind of remember it because I remember the 87 playoffs against Edmonton. It was Edmonton,
right? Oh, my
right?
God, it was unbelievable.
Was that the series against Edmonton?
Yes, Edmonton Oilers. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say. It was loud. And
okay, well, the Spectrum was always louder anyway. Because it was so compact.
Absolutely.
That's where these new arenas take away from the level of noise. But anyway, thanks for the call.
Thanks, King. Bye.
All right. I have mixed feelings here about the Cowboys. You want to see them lose, and if they get to the Eagles and they play the Eagles, they will lose. So that's a given. But if they lose in the playoffs, either the first game or the second game, I think the head coach is a goner. And if the head coach is a goner, that's not good for Eagles fans or anybody else in the NFC East, because anybody is better than that dope of a head coach, Mike McCarthy. Anybody is better. So that's you're caught between a rock and a hard place. I know the reports were that Sean Payton was close to a deal with Denver. I always thought he'd go back to the Cowboys. And if he goes back to the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones, I mean, you can't talk to him now, because then it's obvious what he wants to do, and then that would get out. How about Dak Prescott trying to defend the head coach? Well, yeah, it's part of your part of the reason is you. He's going to defend the head coach. Great. That's just what I want to hear from Dak Prescott, defending the head coach. Mike McCarthy is a dope, a horrible head coach. And as long as he's the head coach, they can't go anywhere either. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. Yeah, so you're kind of stuck there. You want them to lose, but if they lose, then he's gone. And if he's gone, they're immediately better. So, Oh, boy, it's just, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. All right, we're at the Borgata. We'll get back to the calls and get back to you trying to think about the best moments in playoff games. It doesn't have to be Philadelphia. We have some already to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. WIP, and the time now is 8:37. You can make your football spread. You can make it very special. Special for your guests. You always have guests over. You have fun. You watch football games. You can load up on the best game day eats at the Bruno Brothers. You know them for their specialty meats and cheeses, but their stores are also packed full with great options for hosting the game. Make your own spread with their snack mixes, salami, special cut game day cheddar. Try their new cheesesteak or pulled pork empanadas and Parmesan Franks in a blanket. Or go with their classic meatball sandwiches and wings. All I'm telling you is the food there is sensational. So it's great for your game day get-togethers. Great for any kind of parties, but certainly for that. There's no better way to enjoy a great game than with the Bruno Brothers. Order through mydebruno.com, which is powered by Instacart, for pickup or delivery. You can have it delivered. That's the Bruno Brothers on mydebruno.com. You can do it through that way, powered by Instacart. Or check them out or visit them at any one of their 7 retail locations, debruno.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
'94. It is WIP. Eagles off. Boy, that's strange to have an off day. But it's good for the Eagles. For any team that gets a bye, it is a good thing. Greg, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
So, team I want to face, I think it's the Giants. I think they're the least talented team. Not concerned about their quarterback. I know last game was a little close, but I don't think in a playoff game it would be that close.
Yeah, I don't like facing a team that close to the last time that you faced them. And I think that's a little bit of an issue for Minnesota, too.
Yeah,
because they should have probably lost that game.
I agree. And trying to beat a team three times in one season is tough, too. So, but I think Dallas has a more talented team, position by position, but who knows?
They're more talented, but yeah, but are they any good? And they're playing their fourth straight road game.
True. Yeah. All is true.
They would be if they play here next week.
Okay.
The Giants would be playing their third straight road game, but they played so close to when they, and I know it wasn't the same game. I don't like to face a team that close together to the last game.
Who would be your ideal matchup?
I think Dallas would be the easiest team for them to beat. And I know people think I'm crazy, but I think that'd be the easiest team for them to beat. Because Dallas just they don't win in the playoffs on the road. I don't know that they've ever won in the playoffs. When they won Super Bowls back then. But for 20-some years, they haven't won. They're 0 for their last 8 on the road playoff games.
Okay. Yeah, I just think the Giants are not – they're not there.
No, I mean, it's just any one of those teams are very beatable. Because I think Tampa with Brady, who's 107 or 108 years old, everybody worries about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not the same Tom Brady. Their defense is the only thing that worries me with Tampa. And it doesn't worry me. I mean, because the Eagles can deal with that. So whoever they play, I think they're okay. But I'd rather play the team I'd rather play for a lot of excitement and because I know they'd kick their ass would be the Cowboys.
Okay. I want the Giants because I think they're the more
Well, that's okay. Are you concerned at all about any of the playoff teams coming up?
San Fran, too.
Yeah, they really are good.
They're tough.
What's your best playoff moment?
Well, I know it's going back a little bit, but it was the Fog Bowl. I mean, it wasn't a win, but the started out sunny. The fog was rolling in, and
you couldn't
and
even see
playing.
The game. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you working that game?
No. I wasn't there. I was working, but I was not in Chicago. So I didn't get it. I didn't get to experience it in person. But thanks for the call. Let's go to Joe. You're on WIP.
Hey Howard, thanks for your time. How are you?
Hey Joe, can you take us off speakerphone?
Ooh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you take us off speakerphone?
Okay, sure.
There you go.
Is that better?
Okay. Yeah, right. It sounds so much better.
No problem.
Okay.
In terms of your question about who you would rather, be the roughest situation.
Yeah.
The Seahawks. And I'll tell you why.
They have no shot of playing here. None.
No, but in terms of the rationale why that would be the worst thing for me is that Geno Smith never was expected by the football gurus to be who he is this year, number one. And number two, I would sense that, correct me if I'm wrong, is his stats not fairly within the realm of Hurts' season stats this year? And I wonder if that would
Who, Geno Smith?
Yeah. Isn't he kind of near, even
he,
though...
He actually had a really good comeback year. So, but not the last couple of games, they haven't scored a lot of points.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not worried about Seattle. Come on now.
Okay, I just thought if Seattle beat the Eagles, he may jaunt into an MVP over Hurts, as bizarre as that sounds.
The MVP voting's already... You can't... the voting is already done.
Okay.
You can't take the playoffs. It's only on the regular season.
Okay, fine. fine in reference to that.
And he wouldn't be the MVP. I don't care if he won 50 to nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And not the MVP.
Okay. In terms of a game, you know, playoff play, I've got to go with Franco, the immaculate reception. I mean, it was.
Yeah, that goes back 50 years. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that goes back. That was a playoff moment, and that was good. I don't know that I want to go back that far.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another one so I don't have to, you know, because there's probably a lot to go back far because there was some.
That's 50. Maybe I'll go back 30. If Wilbert Montgomery's.
Touchdown run?
Yeah.
Against the Cowboys.
I agree on that one then. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll put you down for a little
And Howard, if I may ask one last question.
Sure.
Where were you as a young buck, as a young kid, at that Franco Harris reception? Did you catch that game live as a kid on TV? Or
I probably saw it on TV. You know, I've seen it, and everybody's seen it so many times. So much. And I probably saw it on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Just wondering. You know, as a kid, you had yourself focused on sports, I'm assuming.
I'm sure I was watching the game. But I've seen it so many times, I can't remember the first time I saw it, and if that was the case. But if I was watching the game, that would have been the first time I saw it.
Good stuff.
All
right. Appreciate your time, Howard.
All right, take care. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting football weekend, even though the Eagles aren't playing.
Because we're looking for the team that they will be playing.
Yeah, that's part of it. Another part is I think some of the AFC matchups are interesting. I'm interested to see how Doug Peterson does against the Chargers.
It's probably the most intriguing because the Chargers, I thought the Chargers were better than they played this year.
Mm-hmm.
I love the quarterback. Now, I'm not... That's probably the best game. Although I think Cincinnati and Baltimore, even without their quarterback, is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a close game. And then you got the drama or the storyline that's built into the Buffalo-Miami game. It's not that it's Buffalo-Miami. It's just Hamill and I wouldn't think he could be at the game because he's still under medical care. But I would think some kind of video would probably be played before the game to get everybody all emotionally charged. But whatever, there's other things involved in that game which creates a great storyline. But, yeah, I mean, it's just – but, you know, the toughest game when you look at it, you would think would be Jacksonville and the Chargers.
Yeah, that's the one I'm really looking forward to. And I guess I would want the Eagles to play the Giants. And then
so you want them to play the Giants too, huh?
And then somehow play Dallas in the championship. Having the division go all the way.
That means Dallas has to win two games on the road. For that team, with that coach, with that quarterback, literally impossible. I think impossible.
You can dream about it, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, it's just from a storyline standpoint. Well, if that's the case, then just make the storyline next week. You know, the Giants lose and Dallas wins, and then they would play Dallas.
Dallas.
Yep.
Although I wouldn't mind seeing Brandon Graham take another fumble away from Brady either. So...
Yeah, but they're not the same team. Tampa's just not the same team as they were before.
No.
So your best playoff moment?
When the Phillies were down 5-0 to Houston in that third game. I know they ended up winning the series, but
you mean
down
in the 80 playoffs?
No, in the World Series this year. They were down 5-0. And
were they down 5-0? They didn't win the game.
Yeah, they did win the game.
They were down 5-0 and won the game?
Yeah.
Why do I not remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that wasn't a moment. That was a game.
Yeah. And they, well, in the bottom of the fifth, they came back and scored 5 runs. It was the moment.
Really? Why do I not remember that game? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it was game one. Oh, is that so? That's the game they won.
Game one.
Yeah,
game
it was game one. Okay. All right. I'll put you down, but it's not really a moment. But I'll put you down. 215-592-9494. Here at the Borgata. No football this weekend for the Eagles. Actually, the players have off. You just hope they don't do anything stupid. You know, it would be a great story. Odell Beckham get together with the Eagles and go down and be on a boat in Miami, as he did when the Giants were in the playoffs, and he had off that weekend, and he's down there on a boat with people, and then they post it. What a great scene. We'd have so much fun with that. That player would be torched forever by the Eagles. Boy, just to think about the drama that could exist from that. All right, 215-592-9494. The time now on the East Coast and here at the Borgata and during this radio program is 8:55. Snacking time, that's what the mornings are. That's what afternoons are. That's what evenings are. But there's not a better snack out there than a tasty cake, because otherwise you're miscaking, right? Just think about whenever I walk into a market or a Wawa or any kind of convenience store, I always look up, what tasty cake do they have up? On the way down Atlantic City on the AC Expressway, I stop off at Frank S. Farley Plaza, and I always check out the display of Tasty Cake, because there's always so many good products, and it always gets you hungry. And if you're thinking about anything else, obviously, it's a miss cake. So here's the deal. Butterscotch crimpets, always, always, always good. I mean, sometimes there's nothing better. Chocolate peanut butter candy cakes, and we have those at the Tasty Cake Studios along with the butterscotch crimpets. Sensational. Just remember one thing, or a couple things, but one thing for sure. Tasty cake, just remember, except.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love Elvis. You know, that's what Philadelphia is, suspicious minds right now. And this just in, Jalen Hurts threw a pass yesterday at practice. This just in. This also just in from a couple of days ago. He didn't throw a pass Thursday at practice. That just in. The drama in this town is mind-boggling. They're not playing on Sunday, and he didn't throw a pass on Thursday, and the sky was falling. And then all of a sudden, he did throw a pass on Friday in what are very short practices. They're just trying to keep players loose. He did throw a pass or passes on Friday. That just in. You know, the concern, and I understand the quarterback is a big concern. And last week's game got people wound up. But as I said at the beginning of the show about an hour ago, when you think about the possibility that the Eagles could play the Giants again 2 weeks from that game, you know you can win without showing a lot. And they did it. Obviously, Jalen Hurts, you know, you want to protect him. But you could win without showing a lot. And that, in some way, shape, or form, these coaches aren't dopes, although some people think they are dopes. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. People, relax. Relax. He'll be out there. Will he be 100%? Meh, probably not. But I can't find one player on that team that's 100%. It's just crazy. By the way, I was almost forgot about it. The fine guy, person, gentleman that runs the sports book here at Borgata passed by, and I remembered he sent me a text yesterday. How about this family? A mother bets $5,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, getting 6-1 odds. The son bets $5,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Then the father wagers $40,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Who said that? All got 6-1 odds. And, you know, that's... I'd actually want a little more, but nonetheless, so that family bet $50,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. You know, I guess it's worth a shot. And somebody go, you know, go in the sports book, you bet a couple hundred bucks on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. You know, just to have a little fun with it. You know you're alive until at least the second week of the Eagles playoffs. And then you got 2 weeks to sit on that and say, man, I got a chance to win when they go to the Super Bowl. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. Another day in paradise, John.
Absolutely, Howard. Hey, listen, I want to talk a little bit about Jalen Hurts. And, yeah, here's my take on things. And, yeah, like, obviously he was well enough to play last game. And they scaled down the offense. He really didn't need to do a whole lot. You just said it. They really didn't need to show a whole lot against the Giants to beat the Giants. I mean,
and then they might play, knowing that they might play him in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the way we got to look at this and the way we got to take this is he didn't get hurt any further in the Giants game. He was able to play. He's got a week's rest. He's going to play next week. I mean, there's just no doubt that he's going to play. And he's going to be ready.
Yeah, but he didn't throw a pass in practice on Thursday in the world in Philadelphia. The world of Philadelphia and the area were coming to a screeching halt because he didn't throw a pass in practice.
I mean, Philadelphia is the town of overreacting, of course. But, you know, it's a passion we have for the game and it's a passion we have for our players. So, I mean, that's understandable. But, you know,
But
if you look at this reasonably, I mean, yeah, he played before. He didn't get hurt. There's a week. You know, this is only benefit to him that he has another week's rest. So, I mean, if we ever needed a bye week, this was the week to have a bye week to get him more prepared. So, but my team that I would like to see in the play in the first round is obviously, for me, the New York Giants. I think we match up a lot better with them. And, of course, I know everybody in Philadelphia is going to say the Cowboys, but... You know, if you're going to take the low-hanging fruit, the first round to do it for us is our first round. You know, that's our time to do it.
Yeah, I think the Giants, only because they played them last week, could be the tougher team. I don't think Dallas is tough, and I don't think Tampa is tough. And I think they smoke either one of those teams.
I agree. And obviously, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Philadelphia, so we have to handle our business. So
yep, absolutely right. All right, John. What's your best playoff moment?
I'm not quite sure if it was said I got on a little bit late, but how about 4th and 26?
That's a good one. 4th and 26 is a good one. By the way, he only gained 25 and a half, but they gave it to him. If you look at, if you look at that play again, the replay, because he juggled it momentarily, but it still was a great play. All right, you're in the mix, John. All right, let's go to Bob. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm just wonderful, Bob. Just
there you go.
How much better could it be? I'm sitting here at the Borgata. Had a night at the Borgata. How much better could it be? Had dinner
Howard,
last night at one of the fine. Dinner last night at one of the fine restaurants. You know, couldn't be much better than that, right?
You're 100% correct. Howard, I got a question for you because I'm really, really extremely frustrated. I want to start out by saying I'm passionate about all four teams in the city.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that's the way you should be. If you're a sports fan, you should be loyal to your teams. But
okay.
I know you have responsibilities right now with the Eagles, but after the season...
No, I have... let me just clarify that. I have responsibilities with WIP because I'm employed by WIP as Merrill Reese and Mike Quick are to do the Eagles games. I mean, that's a
right.
misnomer. I mean,
okay.
I have responsibilities doing my job. So, that's part of my job.
But there's something I'd like you to look into after football season. I would love somebody, and you're the person, to sit down and ask the hard questions because you have no problem doing that.
No, I don't.
Howard, we're coming up on 40 years on a basketball team since they won their last championship. That's problem one. Problem two.
Flyers is longer.
That's true. You're 100% right. correct. But the culture of that basketball team is horrendous. The attitude is horrendous. You know, Embiid's a great player, like you said, week after week after week, but this all me stuff has got to stop.
He's not a leader. He's a really good player, but he's not a winner.
Right.
And you got to separate those two. And they're not going to win a championship, but that won't stop them. That won't stop the organization from raising ticket prices again next year.
Howard, that's the problem. You know, all these Kool-Aid drinking people. The process was a failure, Howard.
It was a joke and a failure.
We have some nice young players, not players that are going to win a championship. But we are a broken product, Howard. We're like a puzzle where you can't fit all the pieces together. At the end of this year, Howard, I don't know if you would agree with this, I would let Harden go. Let him go, okay? I would also look to shop
I would,
Embiid.
Too. I would, too.
I would also shop Embiid and see what I could possibly get for him.
Well, okay. I've already stated that.
We have lost so many valuable draft picks. We've given them away. Okay, the trade last year that we could have had of Halliburton and Buddy Hield, we'd be a better basketball team today.
There's no question. No question.
And Howard, I think somebody needs to be accountable for this. The general manager is a fraud. The coach talks to people like they're idiots, like he's... Howard, what's he won? He won one championship, and he's been nowhere else, okay? He needs to go, too. They need to clean house, and I think they owe that to the city. They owe that to the fans. And then they have the audacity, like you and I talked about last week, that they want to move and they want a new stadium in Chinatown, which is a joke. And what are we getting back as fans, Howard? What are we getting back, you know?
Well, all right, let's go down the list here. Glenn Rivers, and I don't think it's all his fault, but he won't be here next year. The major problem is Daryl Morey, and unfortunately at $12 million a year, although the ownership has so much money, $12 million is a drop in the bucket. He should not be here next year. Elton Brand should be that. He's technically the general manager, but he doesn't make the decisions. If you don't get rid of Daryl Morey, this organization is mired in never land of a championship, and that's really what it comes down to. And that's part and the arena. That is a complete joke. It is only to create a higher value and worth for the basketball team. That's all Josh Harris cares about. That arena at 10th and Market in a major crime area where Wawa is smart enough and they're going to close their store down two blocks away because of all the crime. It will bring more crime there. People aren't going to take public transportation. Who's taking their kids home at 10 o'clock at night on public transportation if you're in the suburbs? This is not New York. It doesn't work. It's a joke. So did I touch on all the bases there?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know who I'd love for you to talk to, because he's great when you have him on? I know he's busy this time of the year too. I'd love you to have Barkley come on and talk about just the whole.
You know, Charles is still, you know, Charles is still kind of, because he's a 76er in his blood, and I don't think he wants to criticize the organization yet. But you know, I'll talk to Charles. I mean, I try to straighten him out every once in a while. But thanks for the call. You try to straighten him out and say, you know, that's not right. The organization is not a winning organization, and that's the bottom line. James, you're on WIP.
Oh, hey King, how you doing?
Another day in paradise.
Hey King, I want to tell you something, man. A lot of people ain't mentioning San Francisco due to have a bad game. They won 10 straight. They do to have a bad game. And there's no seventh-round pick. There's no seventh-round rookie quarterback of the NFL that ever won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I get it.
They do to have a bad game.
Well, that doesn't mean that they can't beat the Eagles and then lose in the Super Bowl.
That's true. But if the Eagles clicking on all cylinders, they're hard to beat. The team I would like to see, though.
Well, would that be a four-cylinder, a six-cylinder, or an eight-cylinder?
An eight-cylinder. When they got their whole
That's a gas running. Eater. Those eight-cylinders are gas eaters.
Okay. When they got their whole... when they playing at their best, though, like, they lead the NFL in sacks. You know, like you said, Jonathan Gannon, they only giving up average of 17 points a game, so he's not a bad defensive coordinator. Everybody hyping.
He's
Sam
a good
Fran
defensive
Fran
coordinator. Yeah, he's a right. good defensive coordinator.
Everybody's hyping San Fran up. San Fran can be beat. They're beatable.
Okay, everybody's beatable.
Exactly. So
I mean, Kansas City and Buffalo are the two best teams, and I don't know if it's in that order. They're the two best teams, but that doesn't mean that one of them will probably be in the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean they can't be beaten.
Right. I got two moments for you.
Go ahead. Well, just give me one. Just one.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to win.
I don't know either, because you haven't told me yet.
I'm going to say the moment in 2001 in the NBA Finals when Allen Iverson stepped over to Ryan Lue.
Yeah. You know, it was a visual moment for sure. So I'll put you in. It was a visual moment, which will live forever. Yeah.
Forever. When he stepped over to Ryan Lue.
I got you.
Two things. Crossing Michael Jordan over in that moment right there.
No. He's known for something else, too. We talking practice.
Not a game.
Not a game.
We talking about practice.
Not a game.
We talking practice.
Hey, Al, you stay being the best, man. You're the best at what you do, and only one close to you might be John Clark, but you're the best
who?
To get it right now.
Who?
John Clark.
Who's he?
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, you mean Captain Philadelphia, Airport Boy, which is so old anymore. Everybody knows when guys are coming, and it's so old, and when you do an interview 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't on social media, you know, 30 minutes after he got off the plane. But now everybody's got it, and the teams post up. It's just, it's really kind of a joke anymore. But whatever. Jalen Hurts didn't throw a pass on Thursday. And what came to mind is Allen Iverson. And that was at, we talking practice.
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practicing?
He is. That might be one of the great, and it's not even in a game, because it was about practice. That might have been one of the greatest moments in the last 25 years of a moment. And it was great. And I was standing there. And how the hell am I going to make my teammates better?
It's funny to me, too.
It's a joke. It is a joke. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good morning, Howard. And a belated Happy New Year.
Yeah, the same to you.
Okay, well, I would like to know, maybe you know, okay?
I hope.
I hope so, too. Who actually owns the Philadelphia Flyers now?
Comcast Company, or Xfinity, as they market themselves now, but it's Comcast owns the Flyers.
Okay, now I can't.
You know, there used to be a percentage owned by Ed Snyder, but the Flyers, when Ed passed away, bought out the family, and the family got, I think he owned like 30-some percent. No, it's Comcast. Comcast owns them.
Now, here's what I can't figure out. Now, you have Comcast. They're not a multi-million dollar company.
They're a multi-billion dollar company.
No, they're a multi-trillion dollar company.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay?
No.
Now, you tell me, how come they can't pick up people to make the Flyers better, to give them a better...
There's a salary cap. There's a salary cap. So here's the problem. The management structure had, you know, of the personnel had not been good. Chuck Fletcher seems like a nice enough guy. He's always cooperative and well-spoken and seems nice enough whenever I see him at a news conference. But he's not a good general manager. He's never won anywhere. And, you know, they have so many other bigger things that they deal with, Comcast. And I think Brian Roberts is one of the nicest people that I've met. There's a lot, and I've met a lot of nice people. He's one of the nicest. And he's a billionaire owning that company. But, and I'll say this, and it's nothing against him, they should sell the Flyers. They've got to, you can't have a company and put all the efforts that they have to put in there and who you hire and who's your president and who's your general manager, they can't put as much effort as they need to put into an organization to win, being a company that has so many other balls in the air. You just can't. So they have got to find a way to change that, and I think the only way that they can do that is to sell the team.
And the way I look at things, all Comcast does is use the Flyers as a tax write-off.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So it just doesn't work. I don't know what they're going to do, but that's my suggestion. How's that? That's my suggestion. 215-592-9494. It's actually a good suggestion. All right, we'll get back. Oh, I see his son. There's a dope on the line. Oh, my gosh.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Well, I got patience is a virtue, and I always have patience with morons, nitwits, and dopes. And we got one all rolled up into one coming up. Arthur's out of jail, but he was probably all up all night drinking, gambling, and who knows? He could have been back in jail overnight after spending a year and a half in the joint. I haven't heard from him, but he's out there somewhere. All right, we'll get back to the phones and Mark Lawrence. And calls after that will come up at about, Mark Lawrence, about 9:40. The time now here at the Borgata is 9:21. WIP on a wonderful Saturday morning. yesterday, and it went by without notice, Friday the 13th. I don't know how many people actually think about Friday the 13th and worry about something unlucky happening, but didn't for me, and I didn't think about it until today that I remember, yeah, yesterday was Friday the 13th. But on the 13th of January, on that nice run, which was the 2017 season, 2018, there was a play that people should, well, will remember because it was part of the Super Bowl run against the Atlanta Falcons. And here it is, the last offensive play for the Atlanta Falcons.
The game put wide on this. The Falcons break from the huddle. Jones wide right.
Where is Julio?
Sanu in the slot. Lone receiver to the left. Ryan. With Coleman to his left. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones, incomplete! And the Eagles take over on downs with 58 seconds left.
Yep, that was a win in that game. Moved on and moved on and moved on. Super Bowl. And there was some contact in the end zone. Incidental contact between the defender. Was that... Jalen Mills. He had a lot of moments. He had a moment in the Super Bowl, too, Jalen Mills. Still playing. I think he's with New England. Still in football. Turned out to be a nice guy. And a better-than-average player. But that was a big play. Went on to a Super Bowl, which is still fresh in our memories. All right, let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on WIP. Charlie! Snooze, you lose. Okay. Let's go to Arthur in Mount Laurel.
Howard, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have a question. Watching the baseball playoffs, it just becomes excruciating when a player steps out and... You know, he has to adjust his uniform.
Yeah, well, that's not just playoff baseball. It's all of baseball. And
it is.
There's going to be a 20-second pitch clock. And if the pitcher's ready and the batter's not in the batter's box, unless there's a foul ball in the previous pitch, throw the pitch and it's a strike. You know, it's that simple.
Okay. Well, they're going to implement that this coming season?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
That's a good rule. The rest of the rules are a joke.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I have a possible winner to the question, the trivia.
Go ahead.
1975, Carlton Fisk against Cincinnati.
I know, waving the ball fair.
I mean, that is a stunning...
Yeah, but the moment was his reaction and his... I don't know if I would consider that a moment because there's been a lot of big... home runs. I mean, didn't Aaron Boone have a home run to win a playoff game?
He didn't
wave it in, yeah. So, he never won a championship.
No.
He wants to win one as a manager. But I'll put you in the mix. I don't know that he'll win, but I'll put you in the mix. All right, here is, there are different portions of this program that include dopes, idiots, morons, nitwits, and this is the all-time jack of all trades in that area. And that would be Captain Cowboy. How'd you like your Cowboys last week there, nitwit?
King of the buffoons and idiots. First, as I've been saying for over 20 years, the caller earlier, and everybody knows it, BC mentioned it, but I have been promoting it for about since the Andy Reid era.
Okay.
You work for the Eagles. You're part time.
I do not. Well, but that's not even an. That's not even an issue.
You're the minister. Hold on.
That's not the issue. I asked you. How did you like what the Cowboys did last week?
I didn't like it. It didn't matter because the game didn't matter.
It could have mattered if the Eagles had lost the game.
What did you say earlier about? Oh well, you know, we didn't show anything to the Giants because
they still.
You had everything on the line. You had everything on the line.
And they won the game.
We didn't show anything.
Wait a minute. The Cowboys could have won the division.
Yeah, okay.
You are such an excuse monger.
You were winning 19 to nothing.
You're an excuse monger, and you are. You have zoomed past all the other things. You are a dope.
Feminine hygiene product for the Eagles.
Yeah,
they unwrap you. They place you in their panties, and then they let whatever runs out of them run into you. That's
okay.
What you are. That's what
okay.
You are. Okay.
Who do you think? Who do you think goes further this year?
The Cowboys. You're going to play the Seahawks, and I'm going to tell you why. And you're
okay.
A gambling man, and I'm not. The Seahawks are playing the 49ers
obviously.
For the third time, okay, which is a bad omen. And the 49ers have won 10 straight games. The odds are about to catch up to them.
No, the odds don't work like that when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, yo, okay, a team that how many teams have won?
You are clearly an idiot.
The 49ers are going to lose tomorrow or today, and you'll play the Seahawks.
You know, I would bet you, but I'd never see a penny.
We'll get to you later. We'll get to you later.
So, in other words, what are the Cowboys going to do?
The Cowboys are going to send Tom Brady on his merry way.
Okay, and then what are they going to do? And then what are they going to do the next week?
We'll be playing the Vikings, and if you remember the last time we played the Vikings, well, that'll answer itself.
I don't think they'll play the Vikings.
And that's another thing. Now you're this big Giants. The Giants stink. And
I agree.
All the Eagle fans want to play the Giants because they're smarter than you. You tell them, oh, I want the Cowboys. You don't want the Cowboys. You better play the Giants, okay? That's your best bet, the Giants. Okay, we beat the Giants twice by over 10 points. So the Giants stink. So all this thumping in your chest about, the Cowboys. Nah, your best hope.
Okay, so how did your boy Dak Prescott do last week?
He didn't play good at all.
He sucks. Fact,
you know
he sucks.
He reminded me of Jalen Hurts in the Chicago game.
Okay. Jalen Hurts didn't throw a pick six. Did Jalen Hurts throw a pick six?
No,
he's thrown pick sixes in the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
That's my response? Mm-hmm.
First of all, it wasn't in the last two games. It was the Jacksonville game, and one of them wasn't his fault. The wide receiver.
Well, what did he do in the Eagles?
Right,
what did he do in the Eagles game?
He does what he usually does.
Well, he threw a pick six. Did he not throw a pick six in the Eagles game?
Yes, he did. And,
oh, okay.
And what transpired after that?
Dak is
what he usually does. He won the game. He beat the Eagles.
Okay.
He does that all the time.
Oh my gosh! You
what?
The Eagles turned the ball over four times. That's you.
Get ready for the Seahawks.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Get ready for the Seahawks. I'm telling you.
That ain't happening.
I'm telling you.
And by the way, if San Francisco wins, that means the Giants win, and the Cowboys win, which I don't think is going to happen.
We'll be headed to the bay, but that's not going to matter.
Then you'll play San Francisco. Right?
I just said we'll be headed to the bay. Isn't that the bay, San Francisco?
I thought you said the bank. And the stadium in Minnesota's got a bank name. That's what I was talking.
No,
you're an idiot anyway. What's
stadium.
The difference?
You're an idiot, and you're a propaganda minister of the Eagles.
Hey, I'll leave you with this.
You're
the Cowboys suck.
And I'll leave you with this. You're not going to the Super Bowl, buddy. How about that?
And you know what? I think the Eagles have a better chance than the Cowboys.
They have their equal amount of chance.
No, they don't. The Cowboys are on the road.
Okay. All right.
You've proved me right again. You're a dope. Beat it. Beat
your damn
it.
Act
beat
together.
I'm not jacking with you today.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
It's your owner. Your owner. Your idol. Your friend. Oh, boy. Cowboys fans are, without question, the biggest losers I'll just say America, but it probably expands beyond that. The biggest losers in America are Cowboys fans. They are, without question, the absolute worst human beings on the face of the earth, but the worst people in the United States of America. Absolute 100% losers. Losers. Ignorant morons, dopes, and nitwits. Losers! Put an L on your head and leave it there forever. Happy. By the way, Russell Wilson can't play anymore. He stinks. I know, but that's the jersey you're wearing. Seahawks aren't going to win, baby. See, one of the people at work here. It must be Jersey Day because a lot of the people are wearing jerseys. She's wearing a Russell Wilson Seahawks jersey. At one time, he was good. Not great, but he was good. Very good. At one time. That was a while ago. All right. We'll get to Mark Lawrence, get his thoughts on this weekend, and actually some thoughts. The teams that win this weekend don't usually fare well the next weekend if they're on the road and if they're their underdog. But we'll ask Mark about that coming up. 215, and then we'll get back to your calls. 215-592-9494. The time now here at the Borgata, the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Oh, and I'll just give you, and we'll qualify more people to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where you can get a lot of good eats for your game day parties. A lot of good stuff. DeBruno.com. Check it all out. But here's the question to win that $100 gift certificate. The best moments in playoff games in history. I don't want to go back 50 years. Franco was a good one, but I don't know that I want to go back that far. But whatever. We'll come up with some more. The time now is 9:38. If you think there's a better snack out there than Tasty Cake, you're miscaking. All right? You're miscaking. Now, we can run down all the things that you think you can eat as a snack, whether it's morning, midday, night, after dinner, nighttime, whatever. It's not a Tasty Cake. It's just not right. And as Tasty Cake will tell you, it's a miscake. Now, there's so many good products, but you go back to the two staples, the two best things that I grew up on as a Tasty Cake fan, and I did grow up on Tasty Cake. It's the butterscotch crimpet. Sensational. Also sensational, chocolate and peanut butter together is really a good mix. Well, the chocolate peanut butter candy cake is off the charts as well. Just remember this, Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
Take care,
Howard. 94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. Boy, you get to see so many people. Tone from the barbershop stops by. People stop by, say hello here at the Borgata. But it's important time now because the world is a gambler. And to help us with that is Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard, and you mentioned people walking by. You must be at the Borgata, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
I like that. You mentioned people walking by coming from the barber shop. And I had a good friend from Philadelphia who was a barber, and he used to tell me that you're only as good as your last haircut.
Well, I guess I'm only as good as my last show or my last pick or your last pick. Or People have short memories sometimes, but yes, that's all right. It's all part. We both know it's all part of it. All right. Before we get into this weekend's games, you know, if I remember in the past, an underdog that wins the wild card weekend wins it, usually is a disaster area, so to speak, in the following week. Is that the case?
That's the case depending upon where they're playing the next week, whether they're on the road or at home.
If
they go out onto the road, that's where the disaster occurs. It's very difficult to have to pick up again and do the same task in such a short time in the playoffs. You go home as an underdog. Well, home underdogs have done quite well in the playoffs, so, you know, obviously that doesn't affect the teams as much. In fact, a little bit of a chip on the shoulder. But you win as an underdog, and you go on the road, it's bad, especially if you won that game as a road underdog. You go back on the road.
You know what? I will say this. If Eagles play anybody right now, that team is coming off the road. So next week, the Eagles actually have a really good opportunity, obviously. Now, I don't know about the following week after that, but they're coming off the road.
True. I mean, into a rested team on top of it. But, you know, it's, yeah, it goes back to the day when the rested home team did so well in the playoffs. That's been slashed in half because of the one team now having a bye, but
right.
They still rest, and I think the Eagles would probably benefit the most of any team with rest, given the Jalen Hurts situation today.
Okay. All right. Let's, like, take a look at the weekend. How do you look at this weekend for these teams, and who do you like?
Well, the first thing I think what comes to the surface is that each of the six football games involve same-season revenge, all to the visiting teams. So the visiting teams all lost this year against today's home opponents. So what does it mean to these football teams? Well, where it works the best is in division rematches, where if you're on the road, you lost the most recent meeting, you tend to fare well against the spread. That would be three of them. The other three games, it's almost next to meaningless. So that would be a starting point for me to begin with about what situation they're coming into the games and is there revenge involved.
Okay, so you don't think that Seattle, even though it's their same season revenge, I just something about Seattle. Do you like Seattle or not like Seattle?
I don't. Although they do have the same season revenge, in fact, they've got it twice. They had two cases of the COVID, if you want to put it that way, against San Francisco. But what I like about the Niners is the fact that they lost last year in the NFL playoffs at home in the championship game. And teams who do that and make it back to the playoffs are really good at home in the first playoff game the following year. That's the role for Frisco, to bounce back off of that embarrassing NFC championship loss last football season here. I think the Niners are playing obviously as good as any team in the National Football League right now, and I don't think Geno Smith is capable of attacking or tackling the San Francisco defense. I like the Niners here.
Home dogs in the playoffs, does it make any difference, which in this case would be two teams, and it would be one today would be the Chargers at the Jaguars. Does that make any difference?
Well, it does, because home dogs have done well in the playoffs, especially well in the wild card round, which is what we're dealing with this particular weekend here, obviously. So it's a starting point. It's where I have to look, because I don't want to fade numbers like that. You mentioned the Jaguars here. What you've got here, I think, in the Chargers is a fraud, in the sense that if you look, you break down their numbers and what they did this year, the Chargers, you put them up against other fellow playoff teams, and you see they played six of those teams. They only won one game on the scoreboard. They beat up on the Sisters of the Poor. They couldn't handle the guys that they're playing up against right now this postseason here. I think that legitimizes Jacksonville being the home dog in this football game, and I believe you have a huge coaching edge here with Doug Peterson over Brandon Staley.
Okay, so now let's go to Sunday. The Buffalo Bills, either take them, I don't like the game because the emotion, it's a high point. I don't even like the game because the points are too high. But that's not to say that they won't cover. How do you look at Sunday's games?
Well, this is one of those division dogs to, if you will, to Miami. So we're supposed to look that way. The problem I have is the DeMar Hamlin card that Buffalo is playing, and they're going to play this all the way through the playoffs, especially on their home field here. Then you're putting warm weather Miami up into cold weather Buffalo, which is not a real good thing in the postseason here as well. I'm going to let Miami go this week. I would like to make a case for them. I can't do it with a third-string quarterback against this what appears to be this ferocious Buffalo football team with a lot of reason to play here right now. So my lean would be Buffalo in the football contest.
Everybody likes the Giants, and that concerns me because everybody likes the Giants, and yet I like the Giants, and you obviously as well, I think Minnesota's kind of a fraud.
I think Minnesota's the biggest fraud in the playoffs right now. You're talking about a 13-win team that allowed more points than they scored this football season here, ranked second the worst defense in the National Football League. And what's even more alarming to me, Howard, is, again, I'm going to allude to those against other playoff teams. What did Minnesota do? Well, they faced five of them. They got outyarded all five football games by an average of 133 yards a game. I don't know if anything's going to resolve that way this week against the Giants. The Giants have been terrific under Brian Daboll as a dog, 10-2 to the spread this year. And Minnesota, the last nine times that they've been in the playoffs, and they've taken an opponent coming off a season-ending loss, they are 0-9 against the spread. I can only make one case that would be to the Giants, but the concern I have is what you just mentioned here. The public is all over the Giants, as are the Sharps. It looks to be a one-way game.
Yeah, you know, Cincinnati-Baltimore, we know Baltimore's not, they're on their third-string quarterback, but they just played him last week. That's not a good situation for anybody, is it?
No, in fact, it's a real good situation for the team that just lost the last season-ending game in a right-back rematch. This happened 13 times, and they've won seven of those games straight up in the rematch, and they beat the spread eight times. But when there's division involved in the games, the numbers are 6-2 straight up and against the spread. All good numbers to Baltimore. And I think Cincinnati has got a hole or two here as well. Again, if you look at Cincinnati and what they did against other fellow playoff teams, they were outyarded in five of their six football games. Everybody's on the Cincinnati bandwagon because they're winning games and beating the spread, but they're not doing against quality opposition. I think Baltimore is a good quality opponent here. The better defense in the contest, the better head coach in the contest here. I think Baltimore plus the 9.5 is the right side of this game.
You know what? The Cowboys are favored because of the Cowboys. Not that Tampa's any good, but I can't like the Cowboys. Which side do you like in that game?
I don't like Dallas a lick at all in here. First of all, Dak Prescott has never won a playoff game. He leads the league in interceptions, and that's despite missing five games this year. My goodness, yeah. What would have happened if he played the whole season?
I know.
And, you know, you've got a home dog in the Tampa Bay Bucks. This is the wild card division round home dog. Brady was a home dog twice in the year they went to the Super Bowl, and he won both of those football games straight up. Both football teams are coming off embarrassing losses here. I think Tampa Bay pulls the rug out on Dallas and stops their season and opens the path for Philadelphia.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice to see the Cowboys get their ass kicked. All right, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. On the internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Howard, be well. Enjoy the games and stay safe. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. I want to include one guy who has been thrown off the afternoon show.
Excuse me, Chuck. Howard.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Howard. You are completely false and wrong.
I thought that you were banned from the afternoon show.
I've never been from the afternoon show. Those guys are like family to me, and that's it.
Well, what happened? There was what happened?
Howard, Johnny Mark sometimes gets a little out of hand, tannies in the bunch a little bit, and, you know, we got off the rails a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But
you so
know,
you had to say something that pissed him off, right?
What'd you say?
You had to say something that pissed him off. What pissed him off?
I don't know, Howard. It could have been a mall. You know, I'm not in the human brain, Howard. I'm not in the human brain. Some people have problems at home when they bring it to work, you know, and have hidden agenda. I don't know. But I know that Johnny is, you know, everybody's good. You know what I mean? I'm good. You know, I'm
okay. All right. I was worried about you. I was worried about you. I was worried. I was concerned. I got to ask you one question because I'm up against it here. What team worries you in the playoffs when it comes to the Eagles?
Howard, no team worries me in the playoffs.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
I have a team that I want to face, Howard.
Who's that?
I do.
The Cowboys.
And I'm with Captain Cowboy and that idiot, what's his name?
Lamont.
Lamont. Hey, I'll let you know.
This week,
I'm going to be on your side this week. I want you guys to win so you can come to the link and we can triumph.
Well, if the Giants win, that won't happen. Yeah, but if the Giants win, then they play the Giants.
They're going home, Howard. They are going home. The Vikings are going to destroy them. They're not going to.
Okay. All right. Hey, Chuck, I got to run, but I appreciate it. I'll talk to you again. Thanks, man.
Howard.
All right. Have a good weekend. All right. Two geniuses here, Kyle Quinn back at the studio, Bill Matz here at the Borgata. Your best moment, who wins the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers?
Well, we got a lot of good moments. I'm glad that people went with moments instead of just specifically plays. But one that I loved and one that Bill loved too was 4th and 26, man. That was electric. That was
4th and 26 was probably the best playoff play other than Franco Harris, maybe.
Yeah,
Franco Harris was the best.
A little young for the Franco Harris.
Yeah, right. And that's why I didn't include that. All right, and that was John. Where's John from?
John in Philly.
Okay, John in Philly. You win the $100 gift to the Bruno Brothers. Freddie Mitchell from Donovan McNabb, 4th and 26, and he got 25 and a half, but they still gave it to him. It's all right. It's all good. In the history books, right, Bill? In the history books, that's
what
they
rounded up.
Yeah, okay. In the history books, it doesn't matter. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. No Eagles football tomorrow, but we'll find out who the opponent is possibly tomorrow. And if the Giants lose, then Monday night would be the Eagles' opponent. And the game will probably be on Saturday if it's the Giants. I'm just guessing now. But obviously, if it's the Monday night game, they can't play on Saturday. So if the Giants lose, then the Eagles would play the winner of the Dallas-Tampa game. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy it, even though there's no Eagles football. But there'll be plenty of hysteria going on next week. And we'll keep an eye out. How many passes will Jalen Hurts throw in practice? Because we know that matters. Practice. We talking practice? Yes, we are. All right. Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. Everybody have a great weekend. The time now here at the Borgata, and thanks to everybody at the Borgata, is 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.